McNair grants are issued by the Federal Department of Education. They're given to students who have at least a 3.0 grade point average and who are members of underrepresented ethnic groups. Recipients may also be of their family's first generation to go to college. Ripon College is in the program, along with St. Norbert College and Lawrence University. Ripon's director of the McNair program is Dan Curhan. He says the three schools are just finishing their initial five-year stint and got news about McNair's future.
We were notified by the Department of Education that we were one of the programs that was refunded based on our performance for the last 4 years of placing students into graduate school.
A total of 40 students are receiving McNair grants. 18 of them are working toward a PhD. The next five-year grant is for $1.1 million. Students are eligible for up to $3,000. The three schools work together to get the students into internships and research opportunities.
So they're receiving money for working on their research project, and they submit an extensive paper, and they do a teaching experience. And they present at conferences. They take a graduate record exam, a 24-hour GRE preparation class, and they attend graduate school visits with us.
Curhan says the grants are usually issued to large research universities. None of the three liberal arts schools offer graduate programs. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.